Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome back, my old friend, Brian McTaggart, on the Astros beat with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I subscribe to his, he sends out an email that's got all kinds of great articles, off-season articles about the Astros, and in-season articles about the Astros. So sign up there. McTaggart joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's up, Brian?
Not much. What's up, fellas?
How are we doing?
Good.
I'm good, good. Spring training is like 3 weeks away, which is hard to believe. So I guess when you play in November, the off season gets pretty short.
Brian, when's the last time that you wrote? How long have you been just full time? Refresh my memory on when you were at the Chronicle. I mean, you've been baseball for a long time, but didn't you? What else did you cover while you were there?
Yeah, I was at the Chronicle from like '95 through 2009. I mean, I did high schools. As John probably remembers, from 95 to like 2000. And then I did Rice for a few years. I covered Rice when they won the College World Series. And then in 04, I went on the Astros. So I did the Astros for like 6 years with the Cron. And then 09 went over to MLB. So this will be my 20th year covering the Astros.
Wow, wow. You've been at MLB since 09.
Wow. Since 09, I know. Hard
Golly,
to believe.
Lee, I can't believe that. Before we get to Astros stuff, how excited are you about what University of Houston, you're a Coug alum, about University of Houston, what their basketball program has become over these last several years under Kelvin Sampson?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, as soon as they hired Sampson, I mean, I got season tickets and, you know, I try to get as many games as I can. You know, I tell people, like, I remember Sampson's first year. He had the same players pretty much as the previous regime. I remember going to watch him play and I'm like, something's different here. Like, they actually, like, played hard, and they ran plays, and they battled for every rebound. I mean, they weren't that good, but you could tell the culture had been changed right away. And then when he finally got his players in here, just built a monster. I mean, it's fun to go watch those games. I mean, yeah, they're deep, and they're talented. And, you know, talk about my browser search, how to get Final Four tickets. Probably what's on mine.
Well, you're gonna you could get charged on for that. Okay, all right. If there's if there's any court action, we know what your browser searches are all about. All right, let's talk about this. I've said this before. I really think that we got Kyle Tucker here for 3 more years. He's not doing that Jordan deal or Bregman deal where it turns out to be kind of a hometown discount. They're even going to war here in arbitration. I just feel like I think Kyle Tucker is going to hit free agency when he's able to.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get that sense too. I mean, they still have a couple years to work out a deal. I mean, they've tried to do it, and he doesn't seem real motivated to do it. At this point, maybe he's betting on himself and see what kind of year he had. I mean, he had a really solid year last year. I mean, I still think there's probably another level in his game. But yeah, I mean, they're $2.5 million apart on arbitration. So, I mean, I don't know the inner workings of arbitration or how, you know, these hearings, what they're like. I've never been in one, but I got to think he's got a really good shot to get $7.5 million. I mean, MLB trade rumors said, and they're really good at getting these projected salaries. They projected him at $5.3 million. So maybe the Astros are on to something here. Yeah. I was surprised to see that. So, but, yeah, I mean, they still have a couple years, and you know, maybe if maybe Kyle starts to feel a little bit more at home here, maybe he and they can get him to one of these Bregman deals, because you know the Bregman deal, of course, looked really good. They've signed Altuve to a couple of deals. You know, he's never been a free agent, so that, I mean, that's the way they do things. Sort of what the Atlanta Braves are doing too: tie up all these young players, and then because when these guys hit free agency, they're not going to sign them. I mean, Crane's not going to give anybody $300 million, and probably rightfully so. I mean, it's worked out pretty well for him.
Is there too much teeth gnashing over not offering a play, you know, being $500,000, $700,000 off of a number from the players? Because I hear the number, it's only five, just give it to them. because it'll make them happy. But if it's only $500,000 and it's not a big deal, then the players shouldn't like. Do we go overboard with worrying about how a player is going to perceive that potential quote unquote slight?
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, it's easy to say like, oh, he's going to be furious at this. And I mean, at the end of the day, they know it's a business, and they know that, you know, the Astros are. I mean, it's a process, and it's all very mechanical, and you compare it against other players, and, you know, the player's going to shoot a little higher, and the team's going to shoot a little lower, so there's going to be a gap there. You know, Christian Javier is 500,000 apart, and yeah, you're like, okay, just meet in the middle, but Christian Javier his camp might be saying, no, I'm worth $3.5 million. I mean, look at what I did last year. I'm worth more than $3 million. So, but any players that have gone through these hearings and won or lost, talking to them afterwards, not the most comfortable thing in the world, but I can't remember a player coming out of there with just, you know, terrible, bad feelings and saying, man, they trashed me for 3 hours and now I got to go play for them. Yeah, you hear some things you might not want to hear because the team's trying to, you know, make their side of the case. But I think both these cases will get settled before they go to that. I don't think Jim Crane likes this stuff to go to arbitration. I mean, he settled Springer a couple of years ago and they were pretty far apart. So I think they'll get settled.
Correa went to arbitration, though, so... I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I'd love to see Kyle Tucker long term, but he's pretty smart. I mean, that dude's going to get that big deal when it comes up. He's played for $700,000 last year, $600,000 the year before. I mean, he has been one of the most undervalued or biggest bargains in all of baseball. So I can't blame him for wanting to get paid. If you want to know the truth.
Yeah, I mean, he hits for power. I mean, he stole, I think, 25 bases, Gold Glove winner. You know, he's quietly one of the best outfielders in baseball. I mean, he's not flashy, and he's not going to hit 50 home runs or anything like that, but he's just a very, very complete player. And, yeah, I mean, I think he's worth $7.5 million. But like I said, I mean, it's very mechanical, this whole process. It's all about comps and, you know, about to see how it plays out.
Do they have enough pitching without Verlander?
Yeah, they do. With a caveat, I mean, they had no injuries last year in their pitching staff. I mean, McCullers came back in August, but they were very, very healthy. And pitchers tend to get injured. So I think as long as they stay healthy, they're going to be fine. But, you know, I do worry about, if you're the Astros, the health of some of these young guys, not only with the just – being a pitcher and the propensity to get injured, but they've pitched now into November. The innings have built up, you know, a little bit more than, you know, a lot of the pitchers their age. So, you know, how are they going to deal with all that? But, you know, we saw last year they had two starters that couldn't even get in games in the playoffs, and Urquidy and Garcia, and they're going to be a key part of the rotation. Yeah, you would like to have another arm in there. You know, you're losing a Cy Young Award winner, so you can't say that they've gotten better pitching-wise because they haven't, but I think their pitching is still plenty good enough. They're bringing back the entire bullpen, which, you know, was really locked down last year. So I think their offense is probably a top 10 offense, and their pitching staff, I think, is probably one of the top two or three in the game. So losing Verlander hurts, but yeah, they have enough pitching, but they have to stay healthy. And that, you know, that includes Lance McCullers Jr. He needs to kind of put it all together and put these health problems behind him and see if he can make 33 starts.
Is there going to be a 6-man rotation with Hunter Brown?
It's possible. I mean, that worked out pretty well for them last year when they went to the 6-man to sort of limit Verlander's innings. And, you know, I don't see why not. I mean, I guess you have to look at the days off. You know, early in the year, there's a lot of days off. So now you got guys pitching once a week. It also takes an arm away from the bullpen when you have a 6-man rotation. But I think Hunter Brown's going to be given every shot in spring training to show what he can do. And I think if he goes out there and deals, they're going to find a way to get him in the rotation because his time is now. I think he's ready. And, you know, he got some playoff roster experience last year, so it's time to roll him out there and let's see what he can do.
How surprised were you with Montero's contract?
I was really surprised. I mean, I don't know who they were bidding against. I mean, Montero was really good last year, but you're giving a guy that's like 32 years old who has been injured recently and had one really good season, and you're giving him $32-33 million. I mean, that kind of blew me away. I mean, I think they could have gotten him for much cheaper, certainly, you know, less years. Like I said, I just don't know who else was trying to offer Rafael Montero that kind of money, 3 years. So, but, you know, I think Crane was really determined just to keep the bullpen together. And, you know, it's definitely an overpay, I think, but, you know, big risk. I mean, he's a guy that's had injury problems in the past, and, you know, his track record of success is pretty spotty. So, but, you know, if he was as good as he was last year and you can, you know, squeeze another long playoff run out of him, you know, maybe it's worth it. But, yeah, I was really surprised.
That was the first time, honestly, that's the first time in really since Jeff Luhnow and the Astros made their jump, not even 15. I mean, you have to look at 17. That's the first time that I've seen a move where I go, ooh, that didn't look Astro-like at all. What's this? This isn't something that the Astros do.
Yeah, if you would have told me at the end of the year, Montero, I would think, okay, you know, maybe I give him one or not. Okay, 2 years, $12 million, $13 million. But to get $11 million a year, yeah, really, really shocked me. But, you know, Jim Crane is, you know, he's the one signing the checks, and he's been the sort of the GM all offseason. So I've had a couple of people tell me just over the offseason about he's very determined just to keep this bullpen together. He just knew how important this bullpen was, and he didn't want any one of these guys getting away. And so Montero was the one guy who was a free agent that they were, you know, able to keep, and good for him. I mean, I can't imagine when Montero's agent called him and said they're offering you 3 years, you know, 32 and a half or whatever it was. He probably thought it was a prank call, but he probably signed it as quickly as he could.
Yeah. Was all this done to get David Stearns, and then Stearns said, I'm staying in Milwaukee?
I don't know. You know, I called Stearns right when they got rid of Click, and he was really adamant with me. He's like, I'm not coming to the Astros this year. He said, I am taking a year step back. It is true. But I still think the Astros are going to hire a GM here. And I was told yesterday that it might happen in the next couple of weeks. And Crane has said before that they will hire a GM prior to the start of spring training, which, you know, is 3-4 weeks away. So, you know, if they hire a new GM, I mean, no one's going to come here on a 1 year deal. I do think if Stearns wanted to be the Astros GM this year and get back into it pretty quickly, I think he probably would have been the guy for the job just with his history with the team and Crane. But it looks like they are going to hire a GM. And, if he does, I mean, then Stearns, you know, is going to have to wait, or it will be interesting to see when this 1 year little hiatus that he's taken, where he's going to end up, because I think he's going to be a coveted guy who's pretty well respected. But it doesn't look like it's going to be with the Astros.
What do we know about the guys that Crane is interviewing now for the GM job, and what's he looking for?
Well, I was told at some point he was looking for the next Jeff Luhnow. I mean, I don't know if that guy is out there anymore. One name that has emerged is Michael Harris, who was with the Marlins for years and years, very well respected in the game, and you know, I think he's a really strong candidate. I think somebody to watch. I mean, once Jeter got let go with the Marlins, that was sort of the end of the line for him there, because a new regime came in. But I think he's looking for somebody who is analytical, but somebody who's also not willing, who's not afraid to pull the trigger on some deals. I think that was one of the things that really bothered him about Click, is that he told me once he thought Click was operated like he was still in Tampa, where they had deals on the table, they had money to spend, and, you know, he wouldn't do it. And I think it frustrated Jim. So I think he wants somebody who's going to be aggressive and willing to make some deals, but also somebody who knows, you know, the importance of the farm system and to kind of keep getting that rebuilt a little bit. And but he doesn't want anybody who's going to sit on his hands. So I think we'll see somebody in here who's had some experience and someone who's done this before, so it should be interesting.
Yeah, it was good to see that they picked up some international players and a couple of good ones the other day. That was what my biggest worry was, that Luhnow was so good at that. And look at this roster composed of all these international players, and it's all because of the way Luhnow went about it, that they actually now are still in that market and hopefully doing well.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the big reasons for their turnaround is Luhnow really stressed the international market. And, I mean, look at their rotation, right? All those guys they signed. I mean, and all those guys were signed kind of at the bottom end of at the barrel, you know, 10, 15,000 here, you know, Fromber and Urquidy and Javier, guys that weren't really high on any prospects list. So they had a really big international pull this year, you know, 5 million plus. And, you know, they signed 9 guys, including a couple of guys in the top 20 of the international prospects. I mean, these guys are 16 or 17, so it's really hard to say how they're going to pan out. I mean, they still got to work out at the academy before they even you know, come to the United States and then get acclimated with that. So it really is a crapshoot, but you have to be a part of it because there really is a lot of talent down there, as we know. And the Astros have done really well in the last 10 years in the international market. And, you know, if a couple of these guys can pan out to be a couple of their prospects, then, you know, that's every bit as important as the draft, I think, in keeping your minor league system strong.
Absolutely.
It's huge.
Brian McTaggart, MLB.com, longtime Astro writer with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Great talking to you again, man. We really appreciate it. Good to catching up on some Astros ball, and good to have you back on our station here.
No, appreciate it. Yep, anytime. Give me a call.
Thanks, that's our Brian. Guy, Brian McTaggart. He's the best. He's awesome.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.